Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail haulers that are hauling the mail from bulk mail centers to the post offices so it can be sorted and delivered to by your postman tomorrow during the daytime. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see the different things we have to offer, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy going over there and taking what we call the nickel tour. All right, well, joining us right now from California, we have the informidable, there's a word for you, Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren.
Right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Informidable. Did I just make that word up?
Maybe.
All right, well, everybody's going to go back in. It's a I'll tell you what, it's a picture postcard night at the moment down here that could all go to hell in a handbasket in a few hours because we do have a storm system coming in our direction, and we got to get to that in just a minute. But I will say that it's 72 degrees. And partly cloudy here right now, and it's really comfortable outside.
That's great. Yeah.
How about
we've
you?
We've got 58. We got 58 degrees, and it's cloudy, and it's kind of chilly outside.
Yes, I would imagine that would be a little chilly. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to go right to the weather map right away because we do have some tornadic activity in the deep south tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you in Arkansas and Louisiana earlier that suffered the tornadoes that came through, our hearts are out to you. Our thoughts and prayers go to you as well. There were a couple of really, really dangerous storms that really did a lot of damage. And there were actually more than that. There was several of them bouncing around. And we got the same thing going on right now from central and eastern Alabama all the way down into the panhandle of Florida. We've got tornado watches, tornado warnings with a line of storms that's coming across. It's probably going to, before we get off the air, I'll be in the Atlanta area probably before we get off the air. It'll be over there by you. So you folks in Atlanta, you need to make preparations for whatever's coming your direction, because we've got tornadic warnings all the way up to, tornado warnings all the way up to just south of Birmingham, which means it's just south of I-20. And it went through Montgomery. Tornado warnings down to Pensacola, and now it's over into the panhandle of Florida, moving to the east. But there's a lot of rain activity with this, a lot of flooding behind it. We've got some flood activity in Missouri, in Arkansas, in Louisiana, in Mississippi, from all the heavy rains that came with this. So just be careful. And it looks like up there in East Tennessee, from Knoxville straight north up 65, brushing around Nashville and whatnot, looks like there's some tornado watches and warnings up through that. Well, not warnings yet, but watches up through that area. So that means, Eric, you better be on your good behavior and be paying attention to the weather radio, because it's headed in his direction.
Exactly right. And one of the things, Captain, though, of course, at nighttime when you have this tornadic activity, it's a double jeopardy. It really, really is.
The big bad thunderstorm that comes at you could be the tornado.
Exactly right.
Because you can't see it. All right, well, after saying that they were backing up and regrouping and moving back to some rear areas, the Russian troops, that is, especially from around the Ukrainian capital, a little bit after daylight this morning over there, they turned around and opened up with barrages of artillery firing at the people who were coming out onto the streets to move around to see what was going on. I thought that was a real dirty trick by the Russians, but that's what they decided to do when they said that they were pulling back.
That's right, Captain. And, of course, we were so skeptical about this redeployment or the seemingly pulling back. And, of course, it just goes to show that they are waging all-out total war on the civilians of Ukraine. And, as you said, it's a dirty trick. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I do not trust the Russians as far as you can throw them. I really don't. Maybe when we had the Gipper, Ronald Reagan, around, and we had a different scenario with a real leader, and the Russians did fear what that real leader was going to do. You remember Mr. Gorbachev tear down that wall, and what did he do? He tore down the wall.
That's right. It eventually happened. But, Captain, it's one thing to think about Vladimir Putin sitting in the Kremlin being evil. It's another thing to see these kinds of tactics actually being employed in the battlefield theater, and that nobody can claim I was just following orders or any of these kinds of things. It's just not like that.
Exactly. Now, hold that thought, Kyle, if you will, and folks, we're going to come right back. Hunter Biden is in the news. The three laptops are in the news. Matt Gaetz is in the news. It's all related. We're going to tell you what's going on. Don't go anywhere. A lot more coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. And we once again, we appreciate all the support we've been getting from all of the listeners, the new listeners, the existing listeners, and people on the Internet and whatnot. And we just had a couple of milestones that happened to us in the last 24 hours, and I'm going to tell you about one of them. We have a Facebook page that I started many moons ago. And that number on that Facebook page just reached 10,000 yesterday. 10,000 people on that Facebook page called Americans for America. It's one that I've had there for years and years and years, and it's just been growing and growing and growing and growing. And we want to thank you so very much. And, of course, we have our radio show Facebook page over there, too, the official Captain's America Third Watch. And then, of course, our website is where everything culminates from, the Captain's America Third Watch. But thank you so very much for continuing to support us, especially over on Facebook. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com. Yep, MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell told me again that the whole place is on sale. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page, and it's all there. And, yes, it is. I can see that. I went over there, and, my God, the sale prices that are there will just blow you away. So, if you're interested in anything that MyPillow and Mike Lindell has to offer, go over there and check it out just to see what's going on. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page, and when you get in there, you're going to see 150 or more items up for sale, and they are all there at sale prices, 50% off, 67% off, 75% off, buy one, get one, buy one, get a free book, whatever, all sorts of things attached to the different things that are there. Now, the promo code that you're going to need is CAPTAIN to save this money. Captain is a promo code. And if you want to call him up on the phone, which you can do, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, the Radio Lister Specials page, promo code Captain. I'm telling you, you won't go wrong by doing it. And by the way, the MyPillow slippers, just to throw this in there, 50% off again, Kyle.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, these are great deals. Radio Lister Specials page, exactly.
Yep. And he's got new items coming, so he's just trying to sell some of the overstock stuff that he's got, and he's giving tremendous specials on them.
Yep.
All right. Now, Kyle, I don't want to beat a dead horse to death here, but I am telling you, we have got so much information that's coming out right now about the Hunter Biden laptops, all three of them. And you got to sit here and you got to wonder, what in the hell is going on? Why are we getting this information released at this time, right now? What's going on here? And I think one has to look at the media's history to see a pattern when it comes to harmful revelations about Democratic figures. Now, when reports start coming out that simultaneously make major admissions but still attempt to whitewash what's happening, that's usually because the forces within the government are leaking information in order to get out in front of a major story and preset the narrative. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Now, the New York Times and the Washington Post reported on the Carter Page FISA abuse right off the bat, but only after it became clear much more what was about to come, showing the FBI's abuse of power, which came out, which we all know about. And the Times and the Post reported on John Durham indicting Michael Sussman, but only as a way to suggest the indictment was weak, when in fact the actual indictment was dropped. It was far worse than described.
Well, exactly. You're right. They try to get out ahead so that they pre-establish a narrative about what you're supposed to think or feel about what you're about to hear.
So my point is, nothing, and I mean nothing, that's harmful to a major Democrat gets printed by accident. There's always an underlying reason why a report gets made at the time it does, especially when we're talking about a story that was previously suppressed like this one was. And I can see right now that when the report came out yesterday out of the clear blue sky that Hunter and James Biden, that's the son and the brother of the president, made $4.8 million from a Chinese energy company, in addition to getting large payouts from Ukraine companies all the time while Joe Biden was vice president and then later president.
Well, you know, Captain, the connections there just keep getting stronger and stronger. And one of the things that goes on as a result of that is that you end up making your enemies stronger because of the connections into Ukraine, and not only with the Burisma and so forth, but we're getting information about the emails on Hunter Biden's laptop, talking about helping California defense contractor analyze killer diseases and bioweapons in Ukraine, according to the New York Post.
That's correct.
By the way, helped you break the story back in October of 2020, and we saw what happened back then.
Got suppressed.
Suppression of all the information about Hunter Biden, so the American people were literally in the dark about what the connections would be and what the big guy himself, Joe Biden, might be involved in or things that would touch him and then be perhaps used against him as president.
Well, the recent emails unearthed by the United Kingdom's Daily Mail and the National Pulse reveal that during the last decade, Hunter Biden seemed to have had a keen interest in pathogen research in Ukraine and used it as a tool for geopolitical affairs in that country by bringing China into the mix to have these labs there where they were doing whatever they were doing. Now, what would you say if I told you there's now evidence starting to surface that maybe this was where the Wuhan stuff was going on, as well as in Wuhan?
That would be very interesting.
It's starting to look that way.
Right. Well, but also, Captain, as we're talking about making your enemies stronger, now Russia's State Duma Speaker is now saying Joe Biden was involved in the creation of biolaboratories in Ukraine and on.
As vice president.
As vice president, that's right. But the idea is that they can use those kinds of things as pretexts for God knows what. And it's very unfortunate that now we find ourselves in this position, and Hunter Biden, with all of his, shall we say, exploits, has paved the way for that.
That's true. Now, the brother of Joe Biden is also involved in this, James. And it looks like as if there was millions of dollars paid by the Chinese for this pathogen research and these labs that they set up inside the Ukraine. And a lot of this had to do with gain-of-function research, which little Dr. Fauci, and by the way, where is he? We have something here now, folks. When I mention little Dr. Fauci, I have to be a little bit more explicit. So let's see. Let's get this going here. Little Dr. Fauci is about to make his appearance with his new appearance music, or whatever you want to call it. But here it comes. Get ready. It might sound familiar, right, Kyle?
Circling back to Dr. Fauci.
Yes, we are. We're going to circle back to Dr. Fauci, and every time we bring him up, we're going to play that just to drive the Dr. Fauciites out there nuts, because Dr. Fauci and his gain-of-function research said, I believe at one time he denied, did he not?
Well, right, yeah. As I recall.
I wonder if he's going to deny what they were doing in the Ukraine.
Very good question. And, of course, the whole idea of gain-of-function research is the idea where you're trying to make these things into weaponized agents. And that's what's so scary about this stuff.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, this is stuff that China, you know, this could have been Wuhan 2.0 for all we know, the current geopolitical stage that's going on here with none other than the Ukraine. And shouldn't the American people, Kyle, get some answers as to why our government was so heavily involved here and how Joe Biden started all of this?
Well, of course, they're entitled to answers. So many people, Captain, have had so much of their life upended, years of their life literally taken away from them in the isolation and the lockdowns and the maskings and the restrictions and all these things, all because somebody somewhere was working on these, you know, unholy creations, basically, that have caused the worldwide pandemic, it would seem.
All right, well, we'll have more about this as we can get more information about it, because it's starting to come out now, folks. And I will tell you this, it's going to be damning. There's something going on here. Somebody, it looks like, is trying to get rid of Joe Biden politically. They're certainly off to a good track. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a White House live stream, President Biden said that America is in a new moment in the pandemic. Soon after, he got his second COVID-19 booster. Biden said his administration focused anti-COVID-19 efforts. On Tuesday, the FDA approved a second booster shot of either the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine or one offered by Moderna for those 50 and older and those with compromised immune systems. It was the slap heard around the world.
Oh, wow.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced that Will Smith was asked to leave Sunday's Oscar ceremony after he slapped comedian Chris Rock, but the actor refused to do so. He slapped him because Rock insulted his wife, who is suffering from a disease. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Who was that masked man, I say? Alrighty. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, is the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And I take their product and have been taking it religiously for well over 7 years. I take it every day. I keep it in my system. I do not stop taking it just because suddenly I feel better and maybe I don't think I need to have it. Because when you stop taking it, guess what? The pain comes back, the swelling comes back, the inflammation, all of that comes back. And I don't want that back. And by the way, my foot's doing very, very good lately with what I've been doing, the way I've been doing it. Plus, I'm walking with a cane now more, and that's helping keep the pressure off the foot so it doesn't swell as much. And that was the doctor's idea. And I hate to do it because I hate to look like a gimpy old man, but the cane does help. So as long as it does, you'll see me walking with it. Just tip your hat as I go by. All right. Well, Relief Factor, of course, is part of my integrated health plan that helps the body reduce inflammation over time. To get the best results, of course, you need to take it every day, which is what I do. And the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation to help lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on, because it targets the underlying problem areas and it goes right straight to the source. Best part about it, it's 100% drug-free and 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Shortly, to put it shortly, folks, it works. That's why you're hearing me tell you about it. If it didn't work, I wouldn't be telling you about it. Now it supports a healthy response 2. Inflammation decreases the discomfort you're in. Comes in convenient little individual packets. You take it at least once a day to start out your day, and then you go from there. You can take it as much as 3 times a day if you have to. Usually with a meal is the best way to do it. So that's the way I do it. Now, it only costs $19.95 on the 3-week quick start, $19.95. And you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, 3-week quick start. And they've got some vitamin supplements over there, too, that you can take. I take their D3 vitamin and their B12 because it's very reasonably priced, and it seems to be doing the job for me as well. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we got a caller. But before we get to the caller, Kyle, I want to mention that the Federal Elections Commission fined Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee, which at the time was under the leadership of Debbie Wasserman Schultz back in 2016, remember?
Right.
For lying about the funding of the Trump-Russia dossier and creating the whole hoax, they got fined a total of $113,000, which I think was cheap.
Yeah, I hate to say it's kind of chump change for some of these folks.
For what it created, yeah.
Yeah, for what it, obviously. But at the very least, Captain, it was levied upon them. It's definitely going to be something that will be talked about in upcoming campaigns. And it, to some degree, it begins to help vindicate President Trump because he was the victim of this kind of campaign that based on falsehoods.
Okay, well, on the telephone line, we have the honorary wants to be, but is not going to be because he didn't say he was running. But then again, doesn't mean he won't. It's Mike in Clearwater. Good morning.
Hi, Captain. Hi, Kyle. You know, it's really a shame, isn't it? You know, here, President Trump with the whole Russia thing, the media was all over him. But yet you have, you know, Hunter Biden with his 3 laptops and spending, maxing out credit cards and having mysterious figures wire him millions of dollars into his bank account. But they don't talk about that. They also don't talk about the Clintons.
They are now.
And their
They are now.
Oh, yeah, the Clintons and their foundation with how they were tied to Haiti. And, you know, how does someone leave office, you know, worth 13, or, you know, someone that went into office before they became president, you know, he was worth like $13 million, and then by the time a few years after he got out, he was worth hundreds of millions. So, you know, it sounds fishy to me. But also, Kyle, and this is what I really want your opinion on, is what happens when the food shortage starts kicking in? You know, Anthony Blinken said that the because of the wheat and the Ukraine and the situation with the war, you know, I got to tell you, when people can't eat, that's when bad things start to happen. So what do you have to say? Thank you so much.
All right. Well, Kyle, let me start this. First of all, there is no shortage of food or material to make it. We have warehouses and warehouses and warehouses and more warehouses full of wheat and flour and things that you can use to make vegetable type food. You know, we've got, and by the way, this is hilarious. We still have those space age meals from the 60s. Remember Tang and all that stuff?
Oh, sure.
There are warehouses full of that stuff that have been sitting, that are still sitting, because what it's being used for pretty much in this country is for storm related things. When they run out of food, they give them the little, you know, things to eat with and survive with. So there you go. So we've got plenty of food. Ukraine may not because of the fertilizer and some of those areas over there, but there's plenty of food that can be sent to them if they'll just give it to the people and not, you know, do what they do in Afghanistan, and that is it goes to the government.
Well, right. Well, part of what the Democrats like to gin up is the message of badness,
yeah.
Basically. It's going to be bad. Get ready because fuel is going to be really high. Then there's going to be food shortages, and pretty soon there's going to be zombies roaming the streets or whatever it is that they're going to tell us. That's just inevitable. It's just there's nothing we can do about it. We have no idea. But what it is, Captain, it really does bring up the question, is this wartime or not? Are we going to get on a war footing? and make sure the people have something to eat, maybe open the warehouses or create other economic opportunities, streamline things so that people don't have to have food shortages, instead of just getting up there and telling us, well, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like they kind of enjoy that just to way too much, it would seem.
Yeah, and by the way, the other thing is the survival foods that are out there, which was all created again by the space program years ago, just add water and all that stuff that you hear about. There's this is my past experience having seen this with my own eyes. There are hundreds of warehouses across the country with this stuff in it. Hundreds of warehouses.
Well, sure, but you know, the problem is that the Biden administration is just reacting to all these things. We don't feel like they are making sure that America's going to be okay, or even giving that message. Mm-hmm. Everything seems to be dependent upon what's the crazy man in the Kremlin going to do next, and the Chicken Little, that kind of stuff.
Okay, GOP Senator Josh Hawley, Republican of Missouri, who I really like. Is using the leftist playbook. He's using Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals against the radicals over their demands for the Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas be held accountable for his wife's text messages. He's dishing it right back, throwing it right back in their face about some of the things that they've done, which is the best way to do it. And nothing's going to happen there as far as Clarence Thomas. They can try all they want, but we're on to what they're doing.
Well, right, and part of their issue, or part of their, I should say, their tactic is, just try to create this huge problem, and call for the resignation, and make sure that, it would be untenable for him to continue to serve. But at the same time, Captain, they don't care about any of this stuff. They could literally care less. They just want to create that opening on the Supreme Court so they can get another vote. Because to them, it's just a vote. It's not a thoughtful justice. It's just someone to rubber stamp whatever it is they tell them.
They lost one of their appointees. Biden lost one of his appointees and was going to be put on the Federal Trade Commission because of her Black Lives Matter connections and views. They said thanks but no thanks. The Democrats dropped her name from consideration yesterday.
Well, right. Well, because some things it can't be ignored or can't be swept under the rug, or these kinds of things are just sort of slept off on.
And we, the people, got on the telephones and got on the telegrams and got on the Instagrams and all the other things that they could send to them and said, don't you dare vote for this woman.
Well, precisely. And that's a really big factor to make sure that the elected officials understand that they are accountable to the voters. But most of the time, they act as though they're not accountable to the voters. And if the voters squawk about anything, they turn around and call them racists or that kind of stuff.
All right, well, sit right there so we don't call you any names, because we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. Jeff's going to take us to break. Here we go.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines. Holding nothing back. Oh, she's a brick house.
Brick House and Oldie But Goodie. And by the way, Kyle, who was playing the saxophone in the Commodores at that time?
Who was that?
Lionel Richie.
Oh, he was playing the sax on that. Okay, great.
Yeah, he was He was in the group and he was playing the sax in the band.
Yeah?
Yep, Lionel Richie. How about that? The interesting thing you learned on the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, well, I'm going to tell you there's not a heck of a lot going on out west tonight, so Kyle, you go ahead because I got all the weather east of Mississippi.
Well, Captain, that's right. We do have a lot of cloud cover for our friends in Portland and down through Northern California, parts of Southern California, through Nevada, Utah, up through Idaho, and most of Western Montana. Looks like you got a lot of cloud cover going on right now. I do have a winter weather advisory. This is going to be in the Bozeman area. That's going to reach down towards West Yellowstone, so be advised of that. We do have some active rain. This is going to be in the northern part of Nevada along I-80, especially looks like it's just east of Elko, and we'll head on over towards the border. You'll be in and out of it. You got some coming up right there at the border to Utah. All some scattered showers around in northern Utah there. But other than that, we've got a pretty quiet map tonight out west. So take it away, Captain.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. I think I'll start with the snow because, yes, we got snow. And I will tell you that a strong spring storm is bringing a regional outbreak of severe thunderstorms from the lower Mississippi Valley all the way down into parts of Ohio or over into parts of Ohio and Tennessee. And then the central Gulf Coast all the way down there with tornadoes. And there is a line of tornado watches and warnings right now that we'll get to in just a second. The greatest concerns, of course, with this system are going to be the tornadoes in the south. Strong possibilities producing some EF2 plus damages, severe gusts greater than 75 miles an hour, hurricane force winds in many areas. We can tell you that we had Springdale, Arkansas earlier yesterday that had a tornado come through, injured 7 people, did a lot of damage in the town. Now, right now, Georgia, you need to pay attention. The whole west side of Georgia from just about the Tennessee line on down to the Florida Panhandle, down to east of Tallahassee and headed towards Lake City, that line is starting to come across of storms. Now, there are straight-line gusts of wind in this thing up to 75 miles an hour. If you're in one of the unlucky areas, you're going to get that. But there's also some tornadoes skipping around on this line, and there have been tonight again. So please, please, please heed the warnings when you hear them. There's also some flood warnings going on. Tennessee, Knoxville and north headed towards Nashville. There's a lot of flooding in the low-lying areas there because there's been a line of thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms, up through Tennessee as well. And so far we don't know about any tornado activity up there, but we do know that there's lots and lots and lots of rain and some gusty conditions going east. So I would say Eric in East Tennessee is going to be seeing some rain real quick if he hasn't already, and going to see a lot of it. So that'll also affect, by the way, North Carolina coming up the gorge, I-40 towards Knoxville. So be advised of that. That always gets to be a real zoo. Now, we've got unsettled weather conditions for this front and this wind and all that that's in there for parts of Ohio, parts of West Virginia, parts of Kentucky. The snow that I told you about is up in the Wisconsin area, Madison, east Green Bay. You're getting snow. You're getting snow up there in the northwestern part of Wisconsin tonight up into the upper peninsula of Michigan again. And there is a winter storm warning way, way, way up almost in the Canadian line up there in Ontario, a winter storm warning up in there in the upper peninsula of Michigan. And we've got some unsettled weather conditions in upstate New York right now. Watertown, you do have a little bit of snow kicking in right now off Lake Ontario, and it looks like it could go across the Tug Hill Plateau a little bit later. We'll see. But the conditions are there for that to happen. Same with Lake Ontario west over there, Buffalo, and then down to Lake Erie. Down towards Erie, Pennsylvania, there's a possibility for some things to happen there. Very unsettled weather conditions. But everyone should be very concerned in the deep south tonight, south of I-20. And Atlanta, this is closing in on you over there, too. You're going to see some of the effects of this. Well, as far as what the effects are going to be, not exactly sure yet, but these big thunderstorms are mixed up in this system, like I say, all the way from the Gulf, all the way up to the Tennessee state line, and just now breaking over into Georgia and starting to move to the east. And there is some bit of flooding with this. I do see some flooding now up around Talladega and Alabama and south of Birmingham, some lower areas there. So be advised of that as well. Now, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, because that might not be a bad spot for the drivers to head for tonight.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, whatever you're looking for, you get a hot cup of coffee or a cold drink or something good to eat as well. And that's where it all starts when you get into the Pilot and Flying J. But be sure to check out the Drivers Club, where you can start earning points on everything that you buy, the fuel, the supplies, the fuel. And when it comes to fuel, check out the Axle Fuel Card because you get access to over 800 fueling locations. Now, this is all across the Pilot and Flying J and the 19 fuel networks. That's the largest network in the country, everybody, and that means you get better rewards because you're using that card. You get money back offers. You get all kinds of great things. You get personalized service and enhanced payment terms as well. So check out the Axle Fuel Card, the Drivers Club, the My Rewards Plus app. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. You can find that nearest location, by the way, too, if you're out in the storm, to find your safe haven. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, and if you're out there on the road, a little tip for the especially the younger or inexperienced drivers, if you're driving into this line of storms and you know it's coming at you and you see a real heavy squall coming at you and the wind starts doing some tricky things like blowing from the over your right shoulder, then your left shoulder, then behind you, then coming at you, more than likely that's a rotating cloud. You want to do the best you can to get off the road and get down to an area to where if you have to get out of the truck, you get in a ditch where you get wet or not, it's immaterial as long as you're still around to talk about it, or pull underneath an overpass.
Right, exactly right.
Uh-huh, because that could save your life, but don't take any chances. A lot of guys will just say, oh, it's nothing but a little wind. Next thing you know, the truck gets picked up and tipped over. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. The Captain's America Third Watch, of course, we're here till 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's a four-hour program. Some of you get two, some of you get three, and a lot of you get four. We'll be back. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.